Public Works Director Tom Sanders joins us, and we want to talk about the new trash and recycling service, the program that's being rolled out, and what is going on right now. What will residents notice, Tom?
The carts are being distributed. They started on Monday putting the carts out. Advanced Disposal has contracted with a company that does nothing but distribute carts for communities. So they're pretty highly skilled on that, getting them out. They were able to complete the entire ward, first ward on Monday, and they're trying to keep pace with the trash company as they pick up and deliver and dropping off carts the same day as people have their trash cans out. And I would say, if you're changing out cart sizes, if you have an existing cart and you want a different size cart, make sure you leave your cart on the curb until they get them exchanged and then bring them in. If you don't have your cart out, they won't be dropping off a new one at this time.
So if they drop off the new cart for you, can you start using it right away then?
As soon as you get the cart, start using them. They're not going to change the billing until mid-April, so you won't see any change on that, but people are welcome to go ahead and start using that, and then they'll make sure they get any of the ones that maybe got missed or skipped or need to want to change out or add to them done, and then they'll start the billing in April.
Okay, I know there's a number we want to pass along, too. If you got the wrong size, if you need to change, there's a grace period in there, too. You can give them a call, can't you?
That's correct. They have a direct line set up just for this. It's 660-773-5459. That's a direct number to make an Advanced Disposal, and they can get you fixed up. I know some people have been emailing as well. They've said that they've had people that have wanted an additional cart, and they've already got those taken care of. So it's going very smoothly. I got a report from them today that, you know,
things are going well.
They've got 90% of them, or 90+% all distributed with no problems.
All right. I know one thing you wanted to mention, too, that the type of carts that are being used here, they're top quality, aren't they?
That was what the distributing company said. You know, they are not working for the manufacturer. I guess they're Sierra brand carts, and they're one of the top brands. So very good quality.
All right. So what do people do with blue bags then? If they've still got those and they get the carts, you can still use them and throw them in the cart if you want.
Yeah, or even set them out. Like sometimes people may have excess capacity that if they've got the smaller carts, they can use those bags for additional capacity. If they're overflowing, they can set them in the blue bags. You know, long term, as the blue bags, as they run out of those, and if they are continuing to see excess capacity more than what the cart will hold on a regular basis, they'll probably need to look at stepping up to a larger size cart.
All right. Do people need to use trash bags when they've got the carts in, or just throw the garbage in the trash in the carts?
You know, they don't have to. I mean, the way we're going to this system, they're an automated dump system where the trucks can actually pick up the cart and dump them. So it's just a matter of if you keep them near the house. Sometimes, you know, if you use your own bags, it will keep the can cleaner and you won't have the odor sometimes.
Okay, we need to talk recycling too. That's going every other week.
That's correct. And they are distributing, each cart has a flyer in it. It has the schedule in it. It gives you information on what's recyclable, what's not recyclable. And it'll be, those recycling carts will be coming out probably next week, assuming they thaw out. They had them up in their yard and they all had snow in between them and frozen together, and it was breaking the wheels off when they were trying to pull them apart out of the ice. So they'll be distributing those soon.
All right. How good has Advance been for you to work with throughout this whole process? Because you mentioned from day one, this is going to save people some money, and this is something Advance didn't need to do.
That's correct. They were under contract with us for several more years and didn't have to make any changes. So this was something that was a win-win. It's a win for the community because they're getting, everybody will be getting more volume for equal or less money than what they were doing with the bag. There was no way you could put out as much trash for the same money as what they're going to be able to do with these carts. It'll be cleaner. You're not going to have trash blown around the community as much. I know some people are concerned about the aesthetics of the carts. That will be somewhat of a learning period, people getting those back off the curb the same day. But they were willing to do that. And the advantage to Advanced Disposal was less, more efficiency because they are able to use those trucks instead of having that man get out and try to dump that cart and risk injury and timing.
All right, Tom, I'm going to date you and me. You were both here, and so was I, when the blue bag program rolled out. And like with that one and with this, there's going to be a learning period, isn't there?
There is. It's going to, I think this will be quicker, you know, because so many people had, there were already over 1,000 customers in the community that already had carts and were liking them. And I think that, you know, even the skeptics, once they start using these a little bit, will become, realize they're a good program.
Okay, what's that phone number to use again if people have a question or they want to change carts?
660-773-5459.
All right, Tom Sanders, he's joined us today on Quicksand this morning.